This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Harbor.
Playing at Wembley Stadium, 90,000 sold out crowd in London. And for some reason, my heart's beating, getting out of a limo to go date some girl. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network. Former NFL player.
Not a quarterback, I'm a tight end, but I've watched a lot of tape. I've been in meeting rooms with Tom Brady. I've been in meeting rooms with Drew Brees. I've been in meeting rooms with Michael Vick. Quarterbacks know what they can do and what they can't do, and I know what a quarterback can and can't do and when you're supposed to expect them to be able to be successful.
Clay Harbor with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully out today. A lot going on. To bring you up to date, the Bears on Tuesday traded for Jonah Jackson from the Los Angeles Rams, penciled in for a left guard spot in the starting lineup for the Bears offensive line. A sixth-round draft pick, it cost the Bears. Today, breaking news this morning, according to Ian Rappaport and Diana Rossini, who was first on this story, the Bears have traded a fourth-round draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs for left tackle Joe Tooney. He's a four-time Super Bowl champion, the consummate winner, a proven veteran, the kind of guy you want when you're trying to revamp your offensive line. Which brings us to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Joe Tooney's roommate in New England for a short period of time was our next guest, Clay Harbor, who is my colleague at the Chicago Sports Network on the Big Pro Football Show. Plenty to talk about tonight at 5:30. Clay, what do you think about this trade for the Bears?
I actually love this trade. And you know, the Jonah Jackson trade, I had some reservations just because of his availability of missing 29 games and out of his last 51. But Joe Tooney hasn't missed a single game the last two seasons. He's played in all 20 games this year when he was obviously made it to the Super Bowl. This guy is durable. He's missed 7 games his entire 9-year career. So that's the first thing. He's going to be there. This guy is going to play. And not only is he going to be available, he's going to play at an extremely high level. This guy's got better every year he's been in the league. We obviously know he's a former All-Pro, back-to-back Pro Bowl seasons. And he is the thing you everybody should know about Joe Tooney is he's getting made fun of a little bit for being too smart. The guy can pick up a playbook. He's known in college. I think he graduated summa cum laude. You know, he'd be a guy you come in and you would give him the smart jokes. You know, the people don't do dumb jokes anymore. They do smart jokes. That was something that we used to tease Joe Tooney about. My former roommate, when I played in New England, me, Joe Tooney, and Ted Karras had a big house together in North Attleboro. Awesome guy, but he is extremely intelligent, knows a ton about football, has great technique, knows how to pick up a playbook, and I think that will help the rest of the guys that offensive line.
But would he do the dishes, Clay? Did he clean up after himself?
Well, we had a maid, man. Come on now. We're going to training camp. We had a lot of business to do, so we had a cleaning lady for sure.
So, Clay, obviously he had to play left tackle out of necessity in Kansas City. He also has probably more experience, better experience as a left guard. You know about the Jonah Jackson trade. He's probably better at left guard. There's some flexibility here. You don't want to get too caught up in the weeds about who plays where, when, but it is a fair question. What do you think the Bears will do? Is Tooney a left tackle at this stage of his career?
Absolutely not. This guy is best served at a guard. Jonah Jackson or Tooney, I think both have position versatility. They're both veterans, and one thing you do in practice, I mean, every team I've ever been a part of does this, and not all the time, but during training camp, during OTAs, all right, you take the snaps at center, you take the snaps at left guard, you take the snaps at right guard. You make sure that these guys can play other positions. And with Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, I am very confident that both these guys can play right or left guard. They might even be able to play center. I know Jonah Jackson had a little bit of time at center. I'm not sure that's where you see him. Obviously, I still think the Bears got a hole to fill there. Drew Dahlman would make a lot of sense. Obviously, Ryan Kelly is a little bit older of a guy that could make sense there. I want to see a veteran in front of Caleb Williams to help with protections. But I see him as an offensive guard in necessity. If, say, you don't bring in a left tackle and Braxton Jones goes down, he's shown he can play left tackle. He can play right tackle. I'm not telling you this guy's intelligent, man. He could play any position on the offensive line. He is that smart. He knows his steps. He knows the angles. He knows his reach blocks, his down blocks, his double teams. He is just an extremely smart and technical player. And I played with him when he was a rookie. And to see a rookie come in and be able to pick up that New England Patriots offense the way he did, I mean, to me, he was special. He started every single game as a rookie for the Patriots in Josh McDaniels' offense. That's almost unheard of.
So you spent 8 years in the league, so you're in a lot of different locker rooms with five different teams, Clay. You know the value of experience and what it means when you say the guy's a winner and he comes in there and he's part of that winning culture. What does that mean in this context? You're familiar with what the Bears have been through. A lot of last year was a disaster, both in the locker room and on the field. What kind of things can Joe Tooney bring to that locker room at Hallis Hall?
Oh, man, he's played with two coaches that, I've spent time with. Obviously, Andy Reid in Philadelphia, the coach that drafted me. He's been with him the last four seasons, won two Super Bowls with him, and then Bill Belichick. He is going to have an attitude that will transfer over to a lot of these other players. Seeing how he works, he's not a talker. He's not a guy that's going to go talk to the media and air all your dirty laundry. You know, you do that in New England, you're going to find yourself on the first plane out. You leave practice early because you got benched. You might as well jump in your car, start the engine, and drive home. I mean, he's going to bring an aura of professionalism. You have to have a professionality about yourself to play in the places he has and to be successfully seen. I think that is something that players will see. You bring a young guy in, it's a guy that can be a mentor. Okay, follow this guy. This guy's a Pro Bowler. He's won four Super Bowls. This is how he wants your career to turn out. And just see how meticulous he is about studying. He's in the front row of meetings. He's a guy that's asking questions, that knows his stuff, that's staying after practice, that's putting the time in the weight room, in the film room. He's in the training room. That's the type of stuff that you see from a guy like Joe Tooney. And he's doing this when he was a rookie. And obviously he was following guys like, you know, Nate Solder. We had guys that he learned from, you know, when we were young with the Patriots, you know, and I think that's a lot where he learned his style from, and he's going to pass it down to this next group of offensive line.
We're talking with Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network and former NFL player for eight seasons in the league here on The Score. 312-644-6767. Let us know what you think of this Bears trade for Joe Tooney, giving up a fourth-round draft pick to the Chiefs for a proven veteran, a guy that can either play left tackle or, as Clay pointed out, left guard. Clay, so you know the Bears situation. You know what draft picks, how many they have in the first. They have four of the first 71 draft picks, I believe, in their needs that exist. That may have changed now. How does getting two starting offensive linemen, two veteran guys in the last 2 days, affect, if at all, their draft philosophy?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, this opens up the draft board to the Bears. I mean, you don't have to draft a need, and huge need was obviously interior offensive linemen. If Will Campbell was there, we're talking about him. Armand Membu is a guy you want to look at. Now I feel like you can kind of go the best available player, and I still think, obviously, center. You weren't going to get a center in the draft regardless. You have to go out and you have to sign a center. You want a veteran center, a guy that knows the calls. We talked about this, David. We talked about it here and on the Big Pro Football Show. Guy that can set up the protections, that knows the correct point. When I mean point, the center can come out and say, okay, this is the Mike linebacker, and all the protections is based off of that. Now, Caleb can just look at the safeties. He can look at the defense, and the center can take control of a lot of the protections. Give me a veteran center. After that, now you have Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones opens up the 10th pick. You could still use some depth at left tackle, at right tackle, even at guard, because Jonah Jackson, I don't think, is very dependable. But you can now wait until those second two picks, the 39 to 41 to maybe get an interior offensive lineman or a screen guy. And now at 10, you can realistically go best player available. I still think they need to go D-line or O-line. The trenches are more important, but I think this opens you up to the possibility of a defensive lineman, opens you up to the possibility of maybe if you fall in love with someone somewhere else, it's not as crazy to think they could even go for a skill position player. A
couple of minutes left with Clay Harbor here from the Chicago Sports Network. All right, let's talk about the Jonah Jackson trade for a moment. That happened yesterday. That's old news by now because of Joe Tooney news today. But what are the Bears getting in a player who, as you pointed out, on X, and I think it was really astute to see this early on, he's been less available than Tevin Jenkins over the last three seasons, and yet the upside might be higher just because of his athleticism and because he's played in Ben Johnson's offense before.
Yeah, David, yeah, we talked about this on the show last night, but he's a guy that has tremendous upside, but when you do look at it, we're talking about he's only played in 29 of his last 51 games. This guy's missing almost half of the games he's playing in. So you have to have depth there just in case, like you needed for Tevin, like you needed for Nate Davis. But I think when you know this guy played for Ben Johnson, this isn't Ryan Pohl falling in love with Ryan Bates or Coleman Shelton, from afar. This is Ben Johnson being with this guy for 4 years, seeing how he works, seeing his versatility, seeing how he plays, and saying, hey, I want this guy. I think this guy can still play. I'm confident in him. And you got to trust what Ben Johnson has seen up close and personal. This guy had the best offense in the league last year. He had a top five offense, scoring offense, the past 3 years. He is a brilliant offensive mind and had a great offensive line. He knows what an offensive lineman looks like. So for me, I'm just trying to stop right there and not look at all the injuries. In 2023, 2 years ago, he missed six games for three different injuries. When I start seeing multiple body parts, that's something that starts to, okay, this guy is brittle. He only plays in four games last year? Okay. But Ben Johnson has seen him. Ben Johnson has been in a huddle with him, a locker room with him. They've seen him interact with players. They've seen him as a leader. He wanted him. So for me, you got to think that Ben Johnson knows something that we don't.
Last thing, Clay, you know, when people have success, whether it's in sports or whatever, nobody really cares who gets the credit. But when you look at these last two moves in succession, yesterday we were praising Ben Johnson because that was the guy that he targeted. He played for him before in Detroit. Today it's Joe Tooney because maybe the connection with Ryan Poles. Do we make too much about who deserves the credit with and have moves like this? Because these are moves that are back-to-back. You were talking this morning about the Ben Johnson effect, and now it looks like it's Ryan Poles' influence. It just looks like, big picture, they seem to be working well together.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are tied together. Their success is married to each other at this point, so I think we can stop trying to give the credit to one over the other because, I mean, we're going to start crossing our eyes. We're going to be trying to decide who made what move eventually. So I think good job on Ryan Poles if he is listening to Ben Johnson, which seems like he is. Obviously, Ben Johnson's telling him at the least case scenario that these are the type of guys I want, the type of guys that have position versatility, the type of guys that can play this type of scheme. And Ryan Poles is going out there and getting the job done. He's making sure the cap's in place. He's making sure that they can fit him within their system and within their financial structure, which – Ryan Poles has done, one thing he has done is created these opportunities. If you were in a position with cap where you were struggling, you wouldn't be able to take advantage of an opportunity to go get Joe Tooney, to go get Jonah Jackson for a late round pick. So I think Poles deserves credit, and obviously Ben Johnson does deserve credit with his offensive brilliance.
Clay, great stuff. Appreciate you jumping on this morning. We'll see you tonight on the Big Pro Football Show at 5:30. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, appreciate it, David. Talk to you later.
Clay Harbor from Chicago Sports Network. By the way, it's 5 o'clock tonight, the Big Pro Football Show. We'll be talking about this trade. The Bears trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. Joe Tooney comes over to play on the offensive line. I guess I'm going to stop saying left tackle because we're not quite sure where he will play. He did play left tackle with the Chiefs because he had to. He was primarily a guard throughout the course of his star-studded career. So he gets... a new contract in Chicago, perhaps. Maybe that's part of it. The Chiefs were in salary cap jeopardy. They tagged Trey Smith. Maybe the ramification of that is that they did not have room for Joe Tooney and his $16 million hit. Joe Tooney is in the last year of his deal. Will he renegotiate and have a contract extension with the Bears? Was that contingent upon the trade being completed? Don't know the answers to these questions because this just broke this morning. Bottom line is the Bears have two new offensive linemen to fit into the picture. Jonah Jackson yesterday, Joe Tooney this morning. Who knows what's next? What's next next week is free agency. On Monday, we'll start to get news about teams agreeing in principle with free agents who they have been tampering with for weeks. Not legally, not openly, but you know there's been a lot of work done behind the scenes, which is why within 30 minutes, maybe 15, of the deadline, I think Monday it's at noon, correct? I think it's noon on Monday. You'll see so-and-so has agreed to terms with so-and-so on a five-year, $80 million deal. Well, they didn't just come up with those numbers. They've been working on the framework for a lot of these deals for weeks. And you know the Bears have been active because they're active now. Two trades, 2 days in a row. What a start to the offseason. And this, we're going to continue to react to this. 312-644-6767. We'll get to a couple of your texts in a moment. But Nick Allegretti is scheduled to join the program at 925. The former Chiefs offensive lineman and Joe Tooney teammate, now with the Washington Commanders, local guy made good, friend of the program. Nick Allegretti will join us at 925 to talk about Joe Tooney and the effect that a veteran like that in a locker room can have. He does a lot of winning. Joe Tooney will bring his four Super Bowl rings to Chicago with him and all of that championship experience. And as I said earlier, he's missed two games in nine NFL seasons. That's durability, and that's a kind of dependability and certainty that the Bears have lacked on this offensive line. So yesterday, Jonah Jackson has been injury-prone of late. Joe Tooney has not. Hopefully they can work together. Maybe it'll be on the same side of the line. Maybe it won't be. But the Bears have gotten better, and that's the bottom line. 608, Haw, how can you pencil in a guy as a starter who only played four games last year? Isn't he a depth piece at best? Talking about Jonah Jackson. I think Jonah Jackson is not a depth piece. You're not paying somebody $17.5 million to be a depth piece. Do the math. It's all about the math. If a guy has that kind of salary and roster bonus, he's not coming here to watch. He's coming here to block. 847, with a couple offensive line holes filled, does Penn State tight end Tyler Warren become an option with the 10th pick if Mason Graham doesn't fall? We know Ben Johnson loves tight ends. Now, that's a really good question. I think that's really too high for Tyler Warren. And I think that Mason Graham probably won't fall. But here's what it creates. It creates draft day flexibility. As we have said, this draft, when you get to 15, between 15 and 35, there's not a huge difference or range. So you can get good players. If you trade down now, you might be more willing to trade down if you have some of your holes and needs filled in free agency and via trade. Let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. James is in Davenport. James, welcome to the Score.
Hi, it's first time call. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, with the Bears just trading for these two guards, Joe Tooney, huge pickup. Really like that. With the possibility of them getting that center from Atlanta, do you think this opens it up to be more likely that they pursue a guy like Ashton Jeanie, or do you think they still pursue someone like Will Campbell or one of those other top prospects for the offensive line through the draft?
Well, I think that it's a good call. Thanks for making it, James. When you talk about what you can do at number 10, it's why I think I said earlier in the program before the trade, you want to keep an open mind if Ben Johnson becomes somewhat fixated or infatuated with the possibility of Ashton Jeanie. If Ben Johnson concludes that Ashton Jeanie is a special runner, you trust his instinct. If that's the compelling reason that you would draft him there, you got to go with it until proven otherwise. This offseason is off to a good start. A very good start. At 10, you could also look at a couple of different possibilities. It does open up your – you don't want it to change your approach. You always want to take the best player available or to address a need. But the big thing is what's fun about this week is that you have two fewer needs than you did when the week started. This is a positive development, adding Joe Tooney to the mix. How positive? That's a good question for our next guest, Nick Allegretti, the starting guard for the Washington Commanders and former teammate of Joe Tooney with the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll join us next on Mullen Haw on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We do have a major, major trade for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Bears. Once again, the Bears load up on the offensive line. Earlier this week, it was Jonah Jackson. This time, a big one. Sources say all-pro guard Joe Tooney, one of the best in the NFL, of course, played tackle this year in a pinch, but is a big-time guard, is expected to be traded to the Chicago Bears.
Welcome back. It's Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mullen out today. That was Ian Rappaport confirming the big trade we're talking about all morning. The Bears give up a fourth-round draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. Joe Tooney, the veteran offensive lineman, four-time Super Bowl winner, coming to the Bears. Great deal for the Bears. Second day in a row, you can say that about them revamping their offensive line. Speaking of offensive linemen, and Joe Tooney, his former teammate with the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to join us next on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Nick Allegretti is a pride of Lincoln Way East, the University of Illinois, and a former Kansas City Chief and a friend of the program. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How you doing?
Really doing well. Thank you for joining us and jumping on, because obviously we know your dad was listening and told you about the trade and had to jump on and watch your... Want your insight. You were teammates with Joe Tooney in Kansas City. You know what it means to be a young lineman, to learn from somebody with his kind of experience. What are the Bears getting in Joe Tooney?
I mean, yeah, obviously still a little, I don't want to say shocked by the news, but surprised. Joe's one of those guys that, you know, obviously the Patriots had to let him go a few years ago when he hit free agency. But he's not a guy you expect to be traded. Obviously, there's contract stuff that has to happen, but he is, I've said this for years, one of the best guards in this league, and he's been that way since probably his third or fourth year in the league. Has not gotten nearly the publicity of, you know, a Zach Martin or someone like that, but in terms of consistency, intelligence, and then just, you know, his ability to adapt to new cultures, and then, you know, he's been a part of two of the best cultures / dynasties that you could think of in NFL history. So they're getting an incredible football player.
Nick, you can speak to how difficult it is to move from one spot in the offensive line to another, whether it's left guard to left tackle or maybe even on different sides of the ball. The Bears are getting a guy who played last year at left tackle, but they have needs everywhere, and they acquired Jonah Jackson. We don't know quite yet where he's going to play, but in your ideal setup, or in what is Joe Tooney best at? Playing left tackle, playing left guard, or maybe being flexible enough to play on either side?
Yeah, I mean, Joe's a guy, I think you go back to his college tape, I think he played or started at all five positions while in college. He's played, I think he started games at center, guard, and tackle in the NFL. He's a guard. I don't think that's a big question in his mind, and probably not in Pohl's mind as well. He is a guard. He's a dominant guard, but he does have that ability to fill in at tackle, fill in at center, if that, you know, need does pop up. What he did last year was, again, he does not get the publicity, and people tried to give him credit for what he did, but it's not like he was a tackle guard that just moved to tackle. He was a, you know, 9-year guard, and they moved him to left tackle, the hardest position on the offensive line, probably a top three hardest position in the sport. He did an incredible job. So Joe, the Bears are in really, really good hands with Tooney on board, just, you know, in that offensive line room, but in the locker room as a whole.
We're talking to Nick Allegretti, who was a teammate of Joe Tooney in Kansas City, here on The Score. And Nick, we talked to Clay Harbor a little while ago, and he was roommates with Joe Tooney in New England, and described him as a smart guy. And we know coming out of North Carolina State, that was the tag. And he was definitely one of the more intelligent offensive linemen you're probably ever going to be around. How does he lead? Obviously, that intelligence lends himself to being kind of playing mistake-free football. You see it in how few penalties have been called on him over the years. But in terms of leadership, what he brings into that locker room, how would you describe it?
He's pretty unique. So he's not going to be the super vocal guy yelling at guys at practice or anything like that when you think of, you know, stereotypical leadership. But he's not also just like a lead by example guy. His example is incredible at what he does, and that will be good. But he does a really good job of, you know, get to the locker room like he did with us in Kansas City, and he kind of feels out the group, and he doesn't want to push, you know, his beliefs onto the group. He wants to see the group and then see how he can help the group. And it was kind of, that situation was a little different in Kansas City because he had been in New England. He had won some Super Bowls. He was on the team that beat Kansas City in 2018 to go on and make it to the Super Bowl. So he tried to be quiet because he knew that there was a little bit of bad taste about New England. But he's going to do a really good job of, you know, helping the offensive line get together, whether it's just hanging out at his house, going out to dinner. He was really good at that. And then is just a great personality in the locker room, a guy that blends with all position groups. And then just the added factor that he has been around some of the greatest players to play this game. You know, with Pat and Tom, obviously, but you look at Gronk and Travis, Chris Jones, and then, like I said earlier, he has been one of the best guards in the past decade. And if there's ever any shot to put him in the Hall of Fame, I don't know what type of credit he needs. He is that type of caliber player himself. He'll never say that, and you'll never think that by talking to him because he's so humble, down to earth. But he's an incredible player himself, and he's going to bring a lot to that locker room.
So you're the right guy to ask this question because you joined the Commanders last year, and you start all 17 games, and you guys had one of the more surprising years in the National Football League, and a lot of it was because your offensive line came together quickly. Nick, you guys were really a solid unit that came together pretty quickly with a lot of maybe a few new faces. How quickly can an offensive line like the Bears are trying to put together come together? Is that the motto, what you guys did in Washington? Is that the exception to the rule? What is the rule?
Yeah, you know, it's offensive line rooms are unique. It's the biggest position group in football. And you have a wide group of people from all over different parts of the country, parts of the world. So it's unique, and being able to create that bond is tough. But I think that I saw they brought on Jonah Jackson yesterday, which is another great signing. I don't know the entire Bears depth chart, but I know they have Darnell Wright, the tackle from Tennessee. So they're putting some really good pieces together. And then it's just trying to understand what the offensive line coach wants, which I think we did a really good job in Washington this year of what's the goal for this group at its simplest terms. You know, create the depth and width of the pocket for the quarterback and then move the line of scrimmage in the run game. Two as simple of goals as you could imagine, but that was our goal. And then that's the first goal that you try to accomplish. How do us five create that, you know, symmetry and become that unit that we need to be for Jaden and obviously in Chicago? What do they need to do for Caleb? And I think they're putting some incredible pieces together to do that.
Before I let you go, got to ask you your reaction. You guys just traded for Deebo Samuel and gave up basically a ham sandwich to get him. Fifth-round draft pick is a pretty good price to pay for a difference maker like Deebo can be. What was your reaction to that?
I was pretty damn excited for that. I mean, Deebo's an incredible player, played against him quite a few times while in Kansas City. Super talented player that, you know, kind of can do anything you need him to do. Adds a lot of He's a little bit of that hybrid player that adds a lot of unique things to an offense. So I know that Cliff's fired up about that. AP did an incredible job bringing him in. And, you know, for the draft capital we gave up, that's something, that's a no-brainer. So really, really excited to see what, you know, Terry, Debo, Jaden, all those guys can put together this year.
Nick, thanks so much for your time and your insight. Really appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Absolutely, anytime.
Nick Allegretti, starting guard for the Washington Commanders from Lincoln Way East High School, University of Illinois, and certainly a friend of the program, joining us to give us insight on his former teammate, Joe Tooney. We now have talked to two former teammates of Joe Tooney, and both have described him the same way. Smart player, great leader, winning pedigree, and a heck of a blocker. He definitely is the guy that you look at, and Nick Allegretti's not exaggerating when you talk about Hall of Fame credentials. Joe Tooney has won 4 Super Bowls. He's been all pro 2 times. He's been to the Pro Bowl several more than that. This is a guy who's a proven commodity. He's played with Tom Brady. He's blocked for Patrick Mahomes. His coaches were Bill Belichick and Andy Reid. Goodness sakes, he oozes winning. And now he is the Bears' property. He is in the Bears' locker room. He's at Hallis Hall, where the culture needs to change. And it will if you get more guys like this. Let's go out to the phone lines and get some more reaction. 312-644-6767. D'Angelo is on the road. D'Angelo, welcome to the score.
Yeah, D'Angelo from San Antonio, man. Die hard Bears fans. I'm from Chicago, but here in the sunny weather. Hey, listen, I am proud of the Bears, man. They finally woke up and said, hey, we need to go out here and get some experience and put it on that front line and protect our Ferrari back there. You know, I really appreciate this time. This is, you know, being a Bears fan and seeing these trades, seeing the effort, and putting this team together is what all of us are excited about. You know, the Khalil Mack trade, you know, all these trades, and over the last 20 years, you know, putting this line together shows a lot. And that's why now we have options in the draft. Makes a smart move, man. I'm proud. Proud to be a Bear this morning.
Thanks for the phone call. A lot of people sharing your sentiments on the text line. Our calls have been mostly positive. It's a lot to be excited about if you are a Bears fan and you're watching Ben Johnson's influence on Ryan Poles. Is that unfair to Ryan Poles? Ryan Poles got a lot smarter when Ben Johnson walked into the room. They get Jonah Jackson yesterday. They topped that with Joe Tooney today. Are these numbers for real, Dustin? These are the numbers from Joe Tooney, according to Pro Football Focus. Joe Tooney, of course, a first-time All-Pro and a Pro Bowler. 79.9 Pro Football grade, Pro Football Focus grade, which is 12th out of 135 guards. But get this, 82.0 pass blocking grade, 5th in the NFL. 1 penalty and 1,115 snaps. 0 sacks allowed. That's great. That's dependability. That's how you become a all-pro player. And that's how you become a guy that has Hall of Fame credentials. And that's how you become a guy the Bears feel fortunate to have. Salary cap issues, yeah, in Kansas City, they could manipulate the cap. They could have probably found a way, but he was expensive. And maybe they were just ready to move on. The Bears have the room. And after this, according to estimations, the Bears will have still $51 million in salary cap space after adding Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson to the payroll. So that's still very flexible. That's still a lot of wiggle room. All right, before we get to transition, I want you to know the score is going to give you a chance to win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword block, B-L-O-C-K, block. That's what the Bears are going to do better next year, block. 670score.com for your chance to win. And right now, speaking of winning, you can win 2 tickets to Score's contest line at the 6th caller, 312-540-0670. And you can see the Mullin Haas Show live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio on March 18th for our live Cubs season opener in Japan. Cubs and Dodgers at 5 a.m. Blue Cross Blue Shield through it all. 312-540-0670. Dustin's talking about bringing breakfast hot dogs to see how many I can eat.
I don't want breakfast hot dogs, just real hot dogs.
Well, they're going to have to be breakfast.
Is there an international hot dog?
No, let's hope not. There are enough hot dogs. I don't know that I'm going to eat a hot dog either in that morning.
Come on, one an inning.
I don't know. No, gosh. That would have to include some beer, and it'd be way too early for beer. But nah. Who knows? Who knows? That's a long time away. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from yesterday.
An international hot dog and a shot of international beer an inning. Just a shot of beer.
That'd be way too early. It'd be a day-long nap. All right, we come back. It's transition time, and transitions on 670 The Score are brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. We come back. It's transition time. It's a Layla Wednesday. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Dan Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.